Legislation aimed at addressing problems in Delaware's juvenile justice system is heading to Governor John Carney's desk. The three bills are a package of reforms sponsored by State Representative J.J. Johnson. Johnson points to a 2015 study of shootings in Wilmington as a reason to change course on juvenile justice. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found poverty, unemployment, and childhood trauma are strong indicators of gun violence in the city. Johnson says simply being tough on crime hasn't worked. The state must also tackle the factors behind rising crime rates.
I look at this legislation not as being soft on crime, but being more understanding of what we need to do to address our community and our society as a whole.
One piece of Johnson's package eliminates some mandatory minimum sentences for minors. Another allows Supreme Court judges to move some defendants charged with having a gun while committing a felony back to family court. The third allows youth detained before trial to be housed in a juvenile facility. The legislation is similar to recommendations made last year by the National Juvenile Defender Center. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.